With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Harvard University chooses to forego more than $2.2 billion in federal grants and contracts, that money being frozen by the Trump administration.
The funding cuts come after Harvard refused to comply with the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. In a letter to Harvard, the administration called for several actions, including merit-based admissions and hiring policies, and a review of student and faculty views about diversity. Harvard's president said the demands violated the university's First Amendment rights and that no government should dictate what private universities can teach. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The jury deliberated less than 1 hour before finding a 34-year-old illegal alien guilty in the brutal 2023 murder of a Maryland mother of five.
Rachel Morin was attacked while exercising on a popular hiking trail northeast of Baltimore. The case hinged on DNA evidence connecting Victor Martinez Hernandez, a Salvadorian national, to the crime. President Trump's reaction on Truth Social, quote, life was taken at the hands of a monster who should have never been here in the first place, unquote. He blames Biden open border policies.
Correspondent George Williams. The case of Kilmar Abrego-Garcia returns to federal court today. He's the illegal alien from Maryland, mistakenly deported to his native El Salvador. Garcia, allegedly an MS-13 gang member, is in a Salvadoran prison now. And the president of El Salvador says that's where he'll stay. Should he be released by El Salvador, the Supreme Court has ordered the Trump administration to facilitate his return to the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, Cody Ballmer will stay behind bars. 38-year-old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania man charged with attempted murder, arson, and terrorism in the attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence. Dow futures up 53. This is SRN News. Another major corporation quits, DEI.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they're dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion in Idaho is not prohibited if pregnancy complications could cause a woman's death, even if that death is neither imminent nor assured. That is the ruling from a state judge. It modifies one of the strongest pro-life laws in the U.S. Four women represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights sued. They sued to get the courts to clarify and expand the exceptions to the ban. This is SRN News. They're in trouble for trying to go to church in a most unconventional way.
German police in Cologne have detained five Frenchmen and a Belgian woman who had tried to climb the city's famous cathedral. Police said Sunday they were informed by the church's private security guards who spotted the young climbers with headlamps on their surveillance cameras in the middle of the night. Police officers in riot gear surrounded the cathedral, and a helicopter hovered over the northern dome until the five climbers were detained inside the tower's stairwell. Keith Peters, Washington.
For the first time in more than a decade, Chicago's public school teachers have a new contract without a strike or threat of a walkout. It's a four-year agreement, includes pay hikes, hiring more teachers, class size limits as well. The union started contract talks last year with more than 700 demands. That is a record for the almost 30,000-member teachers union. More details at SRNNews.com.